with a clear awareness of how utterly indispensable this initial settling is for venturing into the shamatha, the vipassana, the non-meditation, deliberately, step by step, settle your body, speech, and mind in their state of dynamic equilibrium. Then with the eyes gently open, utterly relaxed, soft and natural, your gaze vacant, let's recall the quintessential pith instructions of Lerab Lingpa, and simply sustain without doing anything, rest in and thereby sustain the flow of this clear, luminous, bright mental awareness. Rest there, the sovereign sitting upon the throne. whatever mental events arise, they arise of their own accord, without owner. So let them arise. Simply note them. Let them release of themselves. No action needed. And now let's cross the border and over into the practice of Vipassana, active inquiry. We'll make this very personal now. And I do invite you to continue in this practice, thinking in your own native language, the language that comes most naturally to you. It's kind of important. So within your own language, your first language, your mother tongue, translate the term mind, or Tibetan sem. So I'll continue in English, but you continue in your own language. So when this word comes to mind, mind, and then more specifically my mind, that you think about a lot, you report on, you feel, you experience, my mind. When right now, in this relative stillness, you think, my mind, what comes to mind? This word really means something. It refers to something. Exactly what does it refer to when you think in this very personal and deeply habituated way, my mind? What are you referring to? Now's not a time to be philosophical or enter into conjecture or speculation. It's not a time to be sophisticated. In ordinary daily life, we'll refer to the mind, perhaps many times, internally, sometimes in speaking with others. What are you talking about? What do you mean? And when you get this in focus, it's a very simple question. The referent of the word mind, when you think it about yourself. Then we ask one more question. What is the basis of designation? Upon what do you impute, designate, project your notion of your mind? Is the basis of designation thoughts? Is it desires? Is it emotions, feelings? Is it memories? Is it personal history? You have one mind per person, that's clear. It changes over time, sure, but it's one mind. What's the basis of designation? And it's true. The bases of designation may be different on different occasions. Quite so. But if on occasion the basis of designation of your mind is your thoughts, then recognize the obvious. Thoughts are thoughts. They're not your mind. They're just thoughts. And likewise, the space of the mind is just the space of the mind. It's not the mind. Your awareness is simply awareness. It's not a mind. And your emotions, your desires, and your memories, and your fantasies, your wholesome mental impulses, the unwholesome ones, each of them has its own name. So where is this mind that that on occasion troubles you so much, is such a burden, so oppressive? Where is this mind? Is it to be found in any of the bases of designation? Are they all empty of mind? Perhaps your mind is that which has, encompasses all these different diverse mental events, the space of the mind, thoughts, and so on. Maybe it's greater than all of the individual parts. Maybe the mind is the whole, whereas all these thoughts, images, memories, and so on are the parts. That's possible. In which case, where is that whole? The mind itself. If it's not to be found among any of its parts, these specific mental events, can you find it anywhere else? The mind is something separate from all of these thoughts and so on. If the mind simply is not to be found anywhere among any of these individual mental events, individually or collectively, and is not to be found anywhere else, then you can know with certainty the mind is unfindable and unknowable. It's not there. And this is the meaning of the mind having no root, no basis. It's just something conjured up by ignorance and delusion and the power of conceptual imputation. Like an illusion created in thin air, an appearance but nothing there.